Zog de Gemara, daf lamed beis amed beis, about two dots, around 8 lines from the bottom. Hevilo is atomid kotsoi. Kotsoi means he shechted it. The Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur shechted the korban tomid. Zog de Gemara, my kotsoi. What's the lashon of kotsoi? Or ma'ula, lishne de ktolahu. It's a lishne of ktola, of killing the animal, meaning shechting it. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, my kora. Where do we find it in the posuk? State in the posuk in Yirmiyah, Eglo yefeifia mitzroyim, keretz mitzofoin bovo. Zok the Mora, what is that tied to that posuk? Eglo yefeifia mitzroyim, Mitzrayim is beautiful. Keretz mitzofoin bovo. A keretz, meaning a murderous nation, comes from the north. Zok Mora, my mashmak, what's the pshat? Where do we see this in the posuk that it means ktola? Kerem betagim Rav Yosef. Malka Yoy have a Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a Malka Yoy, a beautiful nation. Amomin Ktulin Mitzipoina Yaisen Allah, a nation of murderers, meaning Bovel, they came to destroy Mitzrayim, came from the north. Yaisen Allah. So that's what we see a Kotza as a Lashon of Ktola. Zogma Kotza Bekama. How much has to be shechted? Now the Gvur Sari explains the Sofik the Gemara is, we know usually Rav Simonim is enough. That's maybe by Chulin, by Schulin, by Chulin, Roiv Echad Be'oiv, Roiv Shnayim by Behema. Masha Enkin by Kochim, since the whole purpose is for a carbon to mekabel the dam, to make Maisis Rika, so Memela, there's a tzad that Kotza means, that maybe means everything. Maybe you need Kula over here. Kotza Bekama. What would the Memarek take over? If he's doing everything, what's it to take over? So the Miuk would be on the Vridin. There's a Vridin after the Simonim that you have to shech those. So Melech, that would be the maskone is Kotza b'Roiv, and then the Mamuna takes over after Roiv Simonim. But the Havin is Kotza Kuloi maybe, and the Milk would and the Mamuna would take over on the Vriden. Zog the Mora Oma Ula, no b'Roiv Shnayim. Itaka means Roiv Shnayim. So again, Kotza b'Kamo, Oma Ula b'Roiv Shnayim. Roiv Shnayim is enough, meaning just like Chulin, Roiv Shnayim. And then the second person would not take over on the Vridin. What he's taking over is on the Etzim Miut Simonim. V'cherem Rabbi Yochanan b'Roiv Shnayim. V'af Shlokesh Sova b'Roiv Shnayim. How do we see the Shlokesh held like that? The Omer Shlokesh, v'chima achas sheninu, rubei shalecht kamoyu. We know that Roiv of, let's say, one simon, Roiv of one simon of a knife is considered like he shechted all simon. Roiv of a simon is the simon. So why does it say in Chulin, lo mashaninu, roiv echad b'oiv, roiv shnayim b'behemo? Obviously, if roiv of a simon is considered the simon, so you have to spell out roiv echad of an oiv, roiv shnayim b'behemo, roiv of a simon is a simon. Zog the Gemara, the reason is, l'fish shaninu, since we learned in Kochim, heviloi satomit, kortzoi, he shechted it, umerik acher shchital yodoi, and someone takes over on his behalf, v'kibel ha-sadam, and now the Kohen Gadol is back, mekabel ha-dam, v'zokoi, yocholoi merik. Maybe, if someone else was not merik al-yodoi, yehei posul, you might think it's posul. The posul means that it would not be a kosher shechita. Zok the Gemara, yocholoi merik yehei posul, if it's considered a psul, imkein havel avoyde ba'acher. We know on Yom Kippurim, the avoyde has to be done only through the Kohen Gadol. Vivai, this is a ma'akev, and it's possible without the acher taking over, then the acher would not be someone to be able to take over, because then it's considered an avoyde that poiselus if it's not a day Kohen Gadol. Vitnan, kol avoydes Yom Kippurim, einon ksheiros, or vitanya, kol avoydes Yom Kippurim, einon ksheiros ala boy. Zog the Gemara, hochi komar, yochol ye posul midrabonon. You might think that since the whole tachlis, like we said, in Shechita, in Kochim, is to mekabel the dam and to be zoig the dam, so maybe there's a psul de rabbonon. So that's where we learn, lokach sheninu, roiv echad ba'oiv, roiv shnayim bebehema. So that's what we take to say, that roiv echad ba'oiv and roiv shnayim bebehema is sufficient. Frek de gemara, v'chim ha'acha psul de rabbonon. If you tell me that there is taken no psul de rabbonon, v'chim ha'acha afilu psul de rabbonon leiko, there is no psul de rabbonon. So what do you have to be memarik bichlal? What do you have to have someone to take over? Like you asked, let it be over. Lomli lemarik, zok demora, mitzvah lemarik. There's a mitzvah to marik to make sure that all the dam comes out. Because after all, state in posik takim vayikra. There's kol adam, yishpoich al yisoyit, mizbech ha'oilo. So there's a din of kol adam. Now, roiv is takin enough, and there's not even a psul de rabbonon. But lemais is still mitzvah lemarik because you want to get all the dam. Let's see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Bachulin is a din lechatchila. Toys has the kash. We'll see in a second. Lechatchila bachulin, you have to shecht everything to make sure that you taka have goyv. Zogt Rashi. Yochi apostle mit rabbonon. Hoyl v'chol atzmo ele damu tzorech. So you might think that it's taka apostle mit rabbonon. Let's see Rashi before that. Beroyv shnayim hechsha shchita betzimtzum. Exactly. Exactly, Roiv. V'chim achsha shnayim beshchita schulin. By Chulim, we learned, V'ru b'shalach k'moyu, M'mele shamin roiv shnayim k'shnayim. Once you know roiv of the simon is k'simon, so we have to say roiv shnayim. Lo m'shinu b'tzido roiv echad b'oiv. What's the whole roiv echad b'oiv? Roiv shnayim b'be'emen ageya. Yochel yeh posim mit rabbonon. Meaning, why would it be posim mit rabbonon by kochim? Hoyo v'chol atzme l'dam u'tzorch, since the whole purpose is for the dam. So, posil, it would take to be posil. And if, and according to this sad, that it posim mit rabbonon, then roiv, Rubei Shalach Kamayu is a din and chul and dafka, but by kochim you have to accept it posim mit rabbonon because you have to accept all the dam. On that we say that no, roiv yachad boiv roiv shnayim bebehema, that by kochim also it's sufficient by roiv. So Rashi, mi mishti yisera chade bechulim bechade bekochim, mi dekom rev shemen lokesh kelef de lefruše ach de se de yume tenan, lo de shkita schulin, shvam no kotze de ocho, beroiv shnayim. So oiva zoiv, it's not in the posim mit rabbonon, why do you have to be memarik? And for the Gemara, mitzvah l'marek, zot Rashi, kidei lehoitzi es adam yofer, to be moitzi the dam yofer. That means to mekabel the whole dam. Tosfos in the last line of the top Tosfos says, u'meshani mitzvah l'marek de lekabel es adam. There's no difference really be'etzem between lehoitzi es adam yofer or kidei lekabel es adam. He's talking about the hoitzo, he's talking about the kabbalah, but both mean the same thing. Yes, the losh of Tosfos is the kabbal, losh of Rashi is lehoitzi. But the din lehoitzi is because es kol adam yishmecha yisoyed, in order to mekabel it, in order to be zoyikit. Oh, so look at the top taste of the kasha. He asked your kasha. Tema. V'alo yafilu b'chulin mucham ferak ha-shoychet sh'yesh lishro d'chathchilu kol ha-simonim. V'chulin yosef t'shech d'chathchilu all the simonim. V'lo yisagi b'ruba. V'ilma lo osa l'mevet ruba. The reason why I have to shecht everything because you might not come to everything. So it's a special chiddush in over here. Lomel l'amayik, mitzvah l'amayik, because kabel the dam for the bezrika. By chulin there's a din you have to shecht l'chadchil everything. So Tosfos says, notice the difference. V'yesh loymar. Hani mili b'chad gavra. The din of kuloi is a din in chad gavra because of pram of shir. B'chad gavra. Ava b'trei gavra, the kvar shochad. Once I'm done, I finished what I did. I did rev simonim, it's over. The goy can take over now also. It's already done the ma'aseh shechita. So ava b'trei gavra, the kvar shochad kohen golu. V'nistalek, so he also achinam emarek nira keshir. So emela, it looks like a shir. V'nira kilu nishchat azevach b'shnayim. Havlo lemeisa lemarek. Aha. So he's saying as follows. When do we say, delechatchili, you have to do everything, and roiv is not enough because you won't finish it? That's by one person. But by two people, they already shechted the kohen gadol, and now it's nistalik. If someone else comes over now and it's memarek, it looks like there's a break in between. And it's nira kilu nishchat azevach b'shnayim. So havlo lemeisa lemarek. Maybe it should be go also to be memarek. There's a tzad of an isamarek. That's a chiddush by kochim. Mishani mitzvah lemarek de lekabel kol adam. No, there's no issa lemarek because the ma'aseh he did already. Rav Shneim. There's no shia on this miyad baska vaysoys, and that's like the chiddush by kochim. Zok the gemara. Abaye mesade marocha mishmei the gemara v'ali b'da b'shol. This we say every day in karbonos. Abaye now go through the seder marocha mishmei the gemara zok drashi the kula yeshiva the rabbonon the ve'medrusha. Meaning, b'shem the yeshiva the rabbanon the be'medusha. Oh, now stamazoy about the etzim din of memarek de acher in the etzim avodas kohen of Yom Kippurim, the acher obviously is not a kohen gadol. So what is he? So it's machlekes achroinim in Yevam Islam at Gimel the Rishash and the Ochron there. Is it dafka the kohen hedyet, or could it be al yedei a zar? Because be'etzim on Yom Kippurim a kohen hedyet klapi a kohen gadol is also a zar. So there's no difference between a zar. Shchit is always kosher bizarre. But maybe in Yom Kippur you can't do this avoid of Miruk. After all, this Gmar Shchit would be also because even though Rav Simonim is shechted, because it's still Mefarches, so there's still an Issa Deraisa, a Melocha taking place. Kol Zman is a Chiyas, there's an Issa Netilas Hashama. So even though Shchit is kosher bizarre, but this might be also Taka. Because you're doing a Melocha. So maybe it would Taka only be minimize the Issa and only a Kohen Hedyet and not a Zohar. I coin headed klapi coin gol is a zar, but the maisa a koyanim a meishach shach to the avoid of shchita. Yes, it's kosher bizar, but be'etzer be'slevi they all discuss this that maybe it's a din dafka in koin hedjit and not a zar. Or no, the Ochlaner holds that koin hedjit klapi koin gol is a zar, and we might have someone else take over. Then a zar also is nitin lichal. He allowed to do this on Shabbat Yom Kippur. That, the question is, what's this acher exactly? Zok mo avaita. Abayim esad ha-marocha bishmeida gomorra. Valib da b'shol. Marocha gedoyla kudemet ha-marocha shniya. The marocha gedoyla means the big marocha. Where you mesad the eitzim. Where you have the you makter all the karbonas devorim. The marocha gedoyla is kudemet ha-marocha shniya. Marocha shniya shal ketoyres before the marocha shniya of ketoyres. That means there was a marocha shniya next to it, smaller one of ketoyres, and that you're mesada first the gedolah and then the ketana. Maroch hashniya shal keteres shal keteres zok drashi shemimeno choytin gecholim. From the maroch gedolah in the corner, from there you're choytin gecholim lahachnis lemizbeach apnimi. So when we talk about the maroch ketashniya is shemimeno on the next to the maroch gedolah, you over there you're choytin gecholim lahachnis lemizbeach apnimi shachas v'arvis lakdolah keteres tomid. Not Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is l'flayv l'pnim. But we're talking about the mizbeach pnimi. You're choyte from the makom where you take cholim from the for the ketores from the maroch ketan and maroch shniya. So again, Abishol said that what Abaya mesada maroch mishmeri gemara libe Abishol maroch gedolik kedemes maroch shniya shaketores maroch shniya shaketores kedemes the seed of shnei gizrei eitzim, the seed of the two gizrei eitzim. Zok Rashi, that means shemesada na maroch gedolik. The cooler time fast to come. That means the marocha of the shniya of the ketores is before the seed of shnei gizrei eitzim that you're mesada on the marocha gedoyla. On the area we have all the haktores. The seed of shnei gizrei eitzim is koydim ledish mizbeach apnimi. The seed of the two gizrei eitzim is before you medashin mizbeach apnimi. Now we're talking about the mizbeach apnimi. We did the ketores every day. You medashin mizbeach apnimi. That's done daily. So that the seed of shnei gizrei eitzim is before that. Vedish mizbeach apnimi. Now the this mizbeach achitzoin, not the pnimi, is only done when you have a heap of ash on there. According to the Rambam, that's done every day. But the mizbeach apnimi, it's taka done every single day. Now, what do you say? Hoytzos edeshin. Hoytzos edeshin, machlokes Rambam and other rishonim, if it's done every day or if it's only done when there's a big heap. But that's the dish mizbeach achitzoin. But this mizbeach apnimi is taken down every day. So the Gemara says shnei gizrei eitzim is before this mizbeach apnimi. With this mizbeach apnimi, korban latovos chomesh neiros. You made with the five neiros. Made means either to psilois or to actually light it. Machlokes rishonim. Vatovos chomesh neiros. And here's the alibed abeshol lafuki rabbonin we had early in daf yudalet. Hatovos chomesh neiros korban ledama tomid. Damatomid, Rashi says, clearly means the shchita and the zvika. It doesn't mean the sprinkling of the dam. It means the shchita and the kabbalah and the zvika is done between the five atova and the last two. That's how Rashi and Ramban and Chamas learn. But the Ravid in Tomid learns that the shchita is taka done earlier, way earlier, and the kabbalah obviously is with the shchita, and we wait for the zrika. It doesn't congeal, but you wait for the zrika until later between the five and the two. That's when you do the ma'aseh zrika. But Rashi Ben is not like that. Zok the Gemara atovas chomesh neiros koyim ledam atomit v'dam atomit koyim ledovas shtei neiros. Before the hatovah of the two neiros, like we said, hatovah shtei neiros is the cleaning of the psilois or chaining them, or the Rambam says it means the hadlok of the neiros. But now, according to Rabbonon, this is according to Abishol, because Abishol says hatovah shtei neiros koyim leketores. Keteres is after all seven, after the two. But according to Rabbonon, the keteres is the hikter is between the five and the two. That was the Gemara in Daf Yudalet. But according to Abishol and Rabbonon, what happens between the five and the two? The tomid, the shchita, and the zrika of the Tomid, or the Maisak Torah of the Ketores takes between 5 and 2. But Abishol is going, Ketores is afterwards. So Atovah Shtei Neiros Koyim LeKeteres. V'Ketores Koydemes LeEvorim, the burning of the Evorim, and Evorim LeMincha, meaning the Mincha, the Niskoy comes together with it. U'Mincha LeChavitin, Koyin Gol brought every day Chavitin Koyin Gol. V'Chavitin LeNesochin, Nesochin that come together with the common Tomid, the Yayin, and Nesochin Musafin on Shabbos when there's Musafin, Musafin LeBezichin, Bezichin of the Lechem Aponim, Bezichin LeTomid Sheben Abayim, and Ben Abayim is last. That Tomid Sheben Abayim Shenemar V'Yikro LeChav Ashlamim Ole Hashem Kol HaKorbonos Kulon. That Tomid Sheben Abayim is last. Zok Gemara, now that we explained this shita of the Seidat Vorim exactly. Zok the Gemara, Om Amar. A Marocha Gdoyla, Koidemes, the Marocha Shnia, Shal Keteris. How do we know the Marocha Gdoyla is before the Marocha Shnia of the Keteris? Menolom, Zok the Gemara, the Tanya, Staten Breise, Staten Posk as follows. He ha oilo al moikdo. Al moikdo is talking about the Marocha Gdoyla. Alam is beach kolalaila. Zu Marocha Gdoyla. The Eish, Ham is beach, Tukat boy. That's another Posuk. Posuk before that. Ve'esh ha'miz be'ach. Tukat boy. That's Posuk Hey, actually. Al-Mokdeh is Posuk Beis. Vayikrovov Beis. And ve'esh ha'miz be'ach. Tukat boy. Which is afterwards. That's about Marocha Shnia. Tukat boy is Marocha Shnia. Ve'esh ha'miz be'ach. Tukat boy. Zu Marocha Shnia. Shal K'toyres. So we see clearly. Marocha G'doyla is before the esh ha'miz be'ach. Tukat boy of the Marocha Shnia. Of the K'toyres. Where you scoop it out from. And bring it Pnimi. Zog the Gemara. V'zu Marocha Shnia Shekteres. V'epach ano, maybe the opposite. Maybe first is the Marocha Shnia and then the Marocha Gdoila. Zog Gemara, no. Mistava Marocha Gdoila Adifa Shken Kaparosim Ruba. Kaparosim Ruba means all the different Haktoris of all the Karbonis go on there. Except for the Haktoris. That goes in the Eichel. But Lamaisa, since everything else is on there, so it's a bigger kapora. Zog ma, adera, maroch shni, adivish, kei machnis, men, lefnim. Yeah, afterwards, you go into the Eichel, you go lefnim. Zog the Gemara, adera, maroch shni, adivish, kei machnis, men, lefnim. And the Gemara comes on a maskon, and no, afiloch, kaporos, em ruba adifa. So Tzvi is asking, very good. L'chayru, the Gemara before said, when it came to Big Dezo, Big Delov, and these two svaras, is kapora meruba or lefnayim lefnim meruba? And the Gemara dropped it because we can't be pushing it. Here the Gemara is saying, no, afilo achi kaporos and meruba adifa, and taka marocha gdoyla is first. Zog the Gemara v'iboy seima, another teretz. Zog the Gemara v'iboy seima, iloi mishkech eitzim lemarocha shnia, milo mayim lemarocha gdoyla. Another teretz is, if you don't have eitzim, the marocha Shnia, you have to take in order to be makdir k'toyres in the mizbeach primi. But where do you take it from? We said it. You take it from the marocha shnia on the mizbeach. But if you don't have coals over there, you don't have eitzim. What do? You take eitzim from the marocha gedola. So you boy say milah mask eitzim marocha shnia milah mayim marocha gedola. So that's why it goes first. Taka zok the gemara marocha shnia shal k'toyres kedem to sidu shnei gizrei eitzim. The marocha shnia of the k'toyres is before the sidu shnei gizrei eitzim. The Marocha Shnia of the Keteris is before you Mesar the Eitzim. The Eitzim on the Marocha Gedoyla is after the Marocha Shnia. Zok ma menolon dichsiv. Ubir olea akoyin Eitzim baboika baboika. It says he's mevai Eitzim baboika baboika. Oleo veloy al chaveto. It says you do this on the Marocha Gedoyla veloy al chaveto. That means you have a chaveto, you have a Marocha Shnia ready, but you don't place the Eitzim there. The steg is the Eitzim are placed on the Marocha Gedoyla la fuke the chaveto. So we see the chaveto is already set and it's prepped. So we see that the steg is the Eitzim is after the seed of Marocha Shnia because it's coming la fuke that you don't place the chaveto. Because if it's not there yet, so then what are you telling me loy al chaveto? Michlal di isa le chaveto. Frag the Gemara, if you tell me Ole has come to this din, vay Ole mi boy lele gufei. So Gemara, to etzim din, that you place it there. So Gemara, tre Ole ksiva. It says, v'oach Ole, v'hiktik Ole. So there's two Oleos, so mele you can learn both. La fuke, so we see gizre etzim is after Marocha Shnia. Zog the Gemara, sidu shnei gizre etzim, kodin le dishun mizbech ha-primi. The sidu of the shnei gizre etzim is before the dishun, the cleaning out of the mizbech ha-primi. It was cleaned out every day, like we said. Now, why is it taka first? It says baboika baboika means earlier. It says baboika baboika. Now, where does it say baboika baboika? It doesn't really say baboika by dishun, but actually it says by the haktora. But the haktora is zogvashi is in order to have only after you had a ma'aseh dishun. So mainly you can only be makter without. After a dishun, so it says if it says baboika baboika about a dishun, zok rashi v'ochaksev baboika baboika betivas anegas yaktireno koy lemidrasha adishun midalshen on the dishun pnimi va'atov va'akteres kirechsev yaktireno ve'en kteres el achadishun kteres only after dishun, so it's as if it says baboika baboika about dishun. So if it's back to the kasha l'chayr, it says by gizre etim it says baboika baboika, and by dishun by default it says mitishun mizbech mit says baboika baboika because it says by the kteres, but kteres only shaykh after dishun. So dishun sounds like a makshir for haktorah, but the Gemara is going to say in a second that it's bad. You're not. It just happens to be that you only can be makshir without it until you have a dishun. So afilo ochi, the reason why gizre eitzim is before dishun is be'ach ha-primi, makshir odif. It's a makshir, meaning because the only way you can have the ktoiris is with the eitzim. the coals, you need eitzim. So in order to create k'teres, you have to have eitzim. So the eitzim is a machshir, and that's where machshir goes first. Now, lafuke, what we said a second ago, even though Rashi said that you can have k'teres only after your medashin, but it's not a machshir. Yes, it's prior to it, but it's not a machshir. Now, what is the machshir? My new shteg is the eitzim. Frag the Gemara, the eitzim are a machshir for the k'teres, v'amet shteg is the eitzim l'marocha g'doyla. Asli, it goes to Marocha Gdoyla. It's Bichlan, not the place where you're scooping for the Torahs for. You take them from Marocha Gdana. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shum Eitzim. The shame Eitzim. You need Eitzim in order to have the Torahs. Yes, it's not these Eitzim. These snake is the Eitzim. These two logs go to Marocha Gdoyla. But Lamaisa, the shame Eitzim you need for the Torahs, so it's called a Machshir. Now, Torah says the Kasha, why does it come on to reason of Machshir that snake is the Eitzim is before Bdishum is Bechaprimi? Tamely. Lame timer, the reason is because Todd Vishana Todd Koidim. Sidu Gizrem is Todd, why? Because Pamaim Khoim it's twice a day. And Dishum is Bechaprimi is only Pamachas. Shidish Egizmis twice. Twice is Todd. Todd Vishana Todd Koidim. Zoktoisa Teret Vieshloimar. The Loy Gamrinum in Mavad Ulis Abeka Shall Ulis Atomi, the Todd Koidim. The holding of Todd Koidim is Ela Echra Tavai Shova. When you have two similar mices, two Matan Domims, so you say Todd Koidim. The zuvazu matona dumi the timin musafin. We learned todah v'shena torah tomid a musaf. Aval kol pi agavne the chadav avodas matona v'chadav avodas siluk loy. After all, the dishum is beachaprimi is avodas siluk. It's removing the shteges the eitzim is avodas matona. It's placing. So he can't say it then. Todah v'shena todir on a two different mices. They're not similar mices. So maybe the whole kasha doesn't start. And that's what he says. It's not shver todah v'shena todir. Ebshuleib Diskin in his Gemara, we have his Gemara, and Ebshuleib Diskin's Gemara, Dav Yuma, Dav Lamed Gimel, on this Tosis, when Tosis says, Mizdishim is Becha Primi, Enel Pamachas, he writes, Beksaviat Kotchoi, Ayin Pirush Meshnais La Rambam, Soif, Ayin Pirush Meshnais La Rambam, Pergvov the Tomid. What does the Pirush Meshnais say? The Pirush Meshnais says that besides doing Dishim is Becha Primi in the morning, it was done every day in the afternoon. So Ebshuleib is saying that this whole kasha is only according to Tosfos Shita, but the Rambam argues, the Rambam holds that this Mizbech HaPnimi is done twice also, so the kasha falls off. There's no Todah V'Shena Todir on the twice, because this Mizbech HaPnimi is also done twice according to the Rambam. There's many things, of course. There's the Taz, they talk about this by the Havdalah and the Chanukah, maybe look at it. There's all types of things. But Kaponim, you have to know, the Lomdes and Tosfos, a lot of raid about this Etzim, Din of Todir, Legabi. What's the similarity has to mean? What aspect? It means lafuke siluk ematona. Tosis is before, but very quickly. Abay mesanim arocha. Temeli amalek choshu namit tumas hadeshin. What about tumas hadeshin? Why is it not part of the equation? Damanamit chilas avodah diyamama. It's the beginning. Tzachloimishum de zimni makdimin oisa ma'ashmoiras rishoyna umechatzois. The tumas hadeshin is done already at night. Sometimes that's moiras rishoyna, sometimes chatzois. So mel it's not part of it. It's such a break in between. Beinu v'enhani the choshev. The ones that I mentioned are again last of the Zachaze. In Nami, not the territory, Shlema, Tumas Adesh, and Ikamitsos Rak Balilo. Avahani, Boyle Mazda, Biyomama, should be Yodim, so it's a different, it's a Mitzah Lilo, and well, it's not negate one to another. Let's finish the last Gemara. My new Shteg is the Eitim. Va'am Shteg is the Eitim, Marochi, Doyle, Azi, Omer, Rabbi Yomashum Eitim. Ravino, Omer, another Territz. Hoyle, Vizrik, Ba Marocha, you started with Marocha, you missed it, so you're going with it. So the Shteg is the Eitim in the Marochi, Doyle, and that's why it's before the Dish Mizbech Primi. Ravashi, Omer, if you don't find Eitzim for the Marocha Shnia, you bring from the Marocha Gdola the Gechalim, what do you do? So Mele, that's why it's Taka earlier. Why is the Dish Mizbech HaPnimi before the Atova? My time on Rabbi Gmora Gmirno. We have a Kabbalah. Svor Leidanim, I don't know the reason. The Rav Omer says the reason is very simple. Why? Kira Shlokish. What's a Shlokish din? The Omer is Shlokish. Ain Mavirin ala mitzvahs. Now the Gvur Sarit says Abaye Avada knew the din of Ain Mavirin ala mitzvahs. But Abaye held that the Ain Mavirin ala mitzvahs, he doesn't know what the Gemara is going to say, that the Mizbeach was more, was a little removed, closer, so you poigay first, you're passing by first. Avada Ain Mavirin ala mitzvahs knew. But he didn't have this cheshbon that the Gemara is going to say on the base, that Pogabe Beresha. So I'll put him the reason why. The Dishum is Be'ach HaPnimi is before the Atobis Chomesh Negus is because Abai says, but I don't know the reason. Rabbi says the reason is Eim Avin Al HaMitzvah. Like the Gemara is going to continue because you touch it first, you pass by it first, Eim Avin Al HaMitzvah.